You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys, Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles. Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
Like the way it moves.
Well, this is the Dave and Giggles show. I am Dave, and Giggles is, I believe, there, but ran probably to the bathroom. He allegedly came from some kind of wedding thing where he was, we'll find out. I will find out what he was doing, but allegedly he took the wrong way and has raced home to get back for the show just for you guys because he loves you. I think that's how it goes. But I am Dave. You can call in and just hang out with me while I just hang here. 718. So the number is 718. Get a pen. 718-928-9735. 2. So 718-928-9732. Did I delay it enough for you to get here?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you.
Sound a little rough, not gonna lie to you.
A little low.
Here, keep going.
Check one, two, check.
You sound good.
There might be a little hum because I didn't have time to turn off the heater.
That's all right. So it all sounds wonderful. So I told everyone to call in. We might get a couple calls. But who knows what happened. So where did you come from?
I was at a bridal show. I've been running all around. We need to connect. Who are you texting?
I'm trying to get people to call into the show because I didn't know if you were going to make it here on time. And then everyone was like, "There, you need me to call in? Yeah, call in. Call in if you can. Yeah, you're here, though. So you did some kind of wedding show and you took the wrong turn. What happened? Tell me what happened.
God, I could have been here 5 minutes earlier, but I went the wrong way. I took the HOV.
Oof.
And once I got in the HOV, I was stuck. So I had to go north and then I had to go west. And when I was trying to go east, anyways, but I made it. I'm here.
How did you go the wrong way? That sounds crazy to me.
Well, I thought HOV would be quicker.
What is the HOV rule? You have to have more than two people in the car, or?
Yeah, I think it doesn't apply on weekends. I could be wrong.
That sounds crazy. I mean, I feel
there's
like
a picture of me by myself. They send me a ticket.
That would be amazing. If anyone knows the answer to the HOV and weekend rules, call in and let us know. Because that would be interesting to hear if you were breaking the law or not.
Probably.
That would be pretty great. All right. So it's Sunday night. We're here. Dave and Giggles. What is going on? What is going on with you? What happened at this thing?
So I did the Rocky Mountain Bridal Show. And I've been doing it for years. You know,
okay.
It's exposure. Get my name out there.
Okay.
And I filmed the fashion show, which was fun. So that was
cool. Were you hired to shoot this fashion show?
So I'm a site sponsor. So basically my logo and my video is up on their website and I do videos for them and I get a free space.
So you do videos for free to get your name out there on their site?
I get a booth. I get a booth for the show,
that's
which is
good.
Like $1,000 value.
That's not bad. I'll
so
give
I
you
cut
that.
Cut them a little video.
Nice.
Bada bing, bada boom.
So how many cars did you hand out at this rally?
Not a ton. I didn't bring all the cards that I really needed to. I did, however, go to Costco and buy one of those carts. Those like beach carts, the wagons.
What kind of
and
what?
That was clutch.
What kind of
one
beach
of those wagons
cart?
To put all my stuff in? Because you know I got like monitors and photos and decorations. And
so you bring
like
the whole thing. You bring like
I brought
a whole
thing.
Table.
I brought a whole setup. I'll send you a picture.
Damn, you! What you need is a projector.
Yeah, it's too bright in there to really.
That's true. That's true. It would be pretty sweet, though. You should make a booth that people have to come into, and you could like close it all off. I see that cat in the background. That cat's giving me the evil eye.
He's ready to chew my.
He's
headphones.
Ready to chew through some headphones. Jeez.
I've never wanted. You know, I'm not violent against animals, but like I've never wanted to kill an animal.
You have killed an animal before, though.
What's that?
You have killed an animal before, though.
A dragonfly.
Well, I've seen you kill the dragonfly, but you also kill snakes.
I've killed a few snakes in my day.
Florida snakes.
You know what? The last time I saw a snake, I did let him go, though.
You did?
You'd be proud of me.
That was in Colorado, right?
No. What was it? Oh, yeah, I did see a snake in Colorado.
You let it go.
Let it go.
That cat's just wandering around. He's looking for something to chew on. Did you tell Miss Giggles about the power cord that it ate through?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you take it well?
Well, she doesn't even really use that computer anymore. I use it for the show, for gigs.
Sure, but nothing really to really call home about.
I don't have $75 to buy new, you know.
No, those things are
always
expensive.
Chews through my stuff, and it's always stuff that has an electrical current going.
Where did this cat come from? Who gave you this cat?
We just felt like having another cat one day.
Well, so you already have a cat. You already have a cat. Why not get like a dog or a fish or something?
You know, he's cool, but he's really costing me a lot of money.
Yeah, I know. So, you got to get rid of him. Yeah. Get rid of him.
I should.
All right. And so I think the biggest news to come out of this weekend, why don't we just jump right into news since no one wants to call. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey closing down shop for good.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. Well, nobody goes to the circus
anymore. That's their problem, though. No one was really going to it. And obviously, they had to stop with a lot of the animals because of cruelty and all that stuff. So they were just probably like, you know what? Screw this. But this was something that was 146 years old. You don't
you gotta get with the times, man.
I know, they did.
Delay's awesome. You know, like, the circus, it's kind of dirty. You know,
it is a little dirty.
It smells.
But is it because of the
people and you're like,
is it the animals that are dirty or is it just like the general like carny thing?
I think it's the carny vibe.
The carny vibe.
You know?
Well, I mean, did you over the summer bring your kids to a carnival? I'm sure you did. You must have, right?
We went to something. But you know, all that stuff's the same, dude. You know, like
it is.
You go to one street fair in New York City, you go to a ton of them. You
sure.
know, they all got the same, the corn.
But there's
you
something.
Got the funnel cakes.
Sure.
You got
but there's something so traditional and like American about carnivals and like. And that carny sensibility of just rolling through a town, milking everyone out of their money for a weekend, and then just rolling to the next town. There's just something so American about that. I mean, Donald Trump's doing it right now. So why are these places going out of business? I don't understand it.
Hoes in America. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Circus is expensive, too. I mean, if you're going to take your kids somewhere, it's going to cost you anywhere from 80 to 150 bucks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend 150 bucks to take my kids to the circus.
No.
We'll go to the zoo.
Yeah.
You know, the stock show is in town. That's a big deal for Denver.
The stock show?
It's all the animals. So, like, the cows, the sheep, the horses, the
How's
goats.
It smell there?
I didn't go this. Morgan took the kids there.
Ugh.
I stayed home to work.
Morgan.
We went
Morgan,
a couple of years ago.
Where is she? Is she there right now?
No. She's hanging. She helped me out with the show, and then I dropped her off, and she's hanging out with some friends.
Jeez, she's the worst. When she came here for New Year's, right? Well, you know that. She came here for New Year's, and she was like, we should totally hang out. Let's go get drinks. And like one day she texted me, and she's like, hey, I'm going to be around here. Let me know where you're at. And I texted her, and I was like, hey, I'm going to be here. If you want to hang out, let me know. 4 days later, she's like, hey, just got this. Sorry.
Yeah.
She is the worst with texting. I thought these kids were supposed to be good with texting. She's
awful.
I
think she's good with people that she wants to hang out with. I mean, if you were first
line, I get it.
Then maybe you'd be first. But like,
I get it. So she just doesn't really want to hang out with me. It was a pity hang.
Six or seventh down the line with like people to hang out
with. Way down the line. That's a good point. You know, I didn't think about it like that, but you're probably right. But either way, I think I got a text from her like 2 days ago. She was like, ha, 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 I'm so bad at texts. And I was like, just don't text me because if you're going to be this late with everything, you're not going to be my marketing girl. You're just out. You're out.
No. Oh, God, I'm so tired.
What else did you do today that was so tiresome?
Well, I was at the bridal show for like 6 or 7 hours talking to people. And then I come here and talk to you.
Yeah.
You know?
You're done talking. You don't want to talk anymore.
Talking. I don't want to talk anymore.
No. You know who's done talking? Superfly. Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
What are we?
What? What are you saying?
Did you watch? You didn't watch the news conference. We're not ready for it yet. Oh, so we had a couple updates.
Oh, what do you want
to
talk about?
We want to thank Maddie Munson for coming on our show.
Yeah. We got an update?
We got an update. We still haven't donated to his campaign like we promised to.
I thought you were going to do that. I thought you were doing
that
last week.
But then I ran out of money. I literally have no money.
Oh, man.
But we got to stay true to our word. If you want to look on, it's youcaring.com, Maddie Munson. So that's our boy. He was riding his bike cross country, you know.
Came home, got hit by a car.
The day after his insurance got canceled. Which is a hot topic now.
It's a hot topic.
They want to cancel. We can't even get into it.
No, we can't.
Yahoos, they got nothing.
They got nothing.
I was like, if you showed me a plan, you're like, hey, this is what we're going to do. I'd be like, sure. All right, great. But they got nothing.
I know. I was reading a plan I was watching something where the guy was talking about what he thought was going to happen. He thought that basically they're going to go get Obamacare out of there and then they're going to put in, you know, Trump Care or whatever the hell they want to call it. And it's going to be 80% exactly the same as Obamacare with like very slight differences. They just don't want it to have his name attached to it. That's all it comes down to. And then they sit on the other side of the aisle going, you need to accept the fact that Donald Trump is our president. You need to, you know, get in line. You need to stop bitching and accept the loss. But they, the other side, the Republicans can't admit, like, well, you know, this is working. You know, let's just go with it. Whatever it is, there's just, we're just at odds. We just need to break up.
All killed. Did you watch any of the news conference?
I watched some of it.
So I was watching it, and I was like, this is the makings of a comic book villain.
Yeah.
You know, he's up there, and he can't, you know, like, I hope we're wrong. Yeah, I hope he's a great guy. He does a great job or whatever. But right now, like, he hasn't even gotten the job yet, and he's already messing up.
He's messing up. I mean,
he gets up there, and he can't even tell the truth. Like, he's like you were saying, he's got so many lies, and he doesn't have any idea of what he's doing.
Can't keep track.
And so he doesn't answer any questions.
Nope.
And he can't tell the truth. Like, his moral, he's not a human.
He's not a human.
He's not a human. And then he gets his freaking Beavis and Butthead up there, and then his daughter. And yeah. I was like, these guys?
It's just so ridiculous. I mean, there's so much to talk about with him that it's just absurd. But yeah. The one thing that I will go on is, like, his wanting to bring down the press. So, obviously, during the press conference, I don't remember if we talked about this last week, but whatever, we'll talk about it a little bit more. He talked about how he wanted to, you know, fake news, we're shutting this one down, we're shutting that one down. And then over the week, I've been watching a lot of stuff where Newt Gingrich came out. And Newt Gingrich goes, Donald Trump needs to shut these guys down. And I think the way he should do it is because they're disrespecting him. They don't understand that he's on a plane way up here and they're way down here. They are not equals. They are not equals, even though we're kind of all of his boss, right? I mean, in essence, Donald Trump is supposed to be working for us, whatever. Right. So Newt's saying that we need to create like a penalty box, like hockey, for the press. So if they are acting out of what they should, according to Donald Trump, he'll be able to put him in some kind of, I'll air quote, jail, because that's what he's going to call it.
Oh, God.
So that they don't get to ask him a question for a certain amount of time.
But they're not asking him inappropriate questions. They're like, what are you going to do about the Affordable Care Act? He's like, we're going to repeal it and replace it simultaneously. It's going to be a fantastic plan. It's going to be like, my dad always used to say to me, he's like, you can't bullshit a bullshitter. You know, like, he's feeding us a ton of bullshit. And you're like, dude, you're smarter than this.
I know.
We're not your...
The problem is that most aren't. The fact that, God. Like, he came out and he was like, all right, listen, we're going to pay for the wall, but Mexico's totally going to pay us back. And then I look online and I see all these people going, yeah, we're going to pay for the wall, but Mexico's totally going to pay us back. And they just reiterate whatever he says, and they just believe exactly what he says.
They can't come up with the thought on their own.
They can't. And they can't accept for the fact that they just got sold a lemon car, and they're going to keep it in their garage and be like, this is the most beautiful car I've ever bought in my life because the guy who sold it to me told me it was beautiful. But it doesn't run right now, but it will run one day.
It's going to be a fantastic car.
It's a fantastic car. Really what I want out of this show for the Donald Trump thing, I want people to call in. I'm not going to give my opinion. You call in and tell me your gripe or love for Donald Trump, and then we'll let that go. If you want to do that,
718.
Go ahead.
718-928-9732. Give us a call.
Give us a call.
We're talking Trump. Because really, you got to. You got to, like, you got to be aware of it. And, geez.
I know.
I'm host. He's going to get us all killed. Like, I feel like we were talking about this. I mean, these guys, you got the military-industrial complex. They got all these bombs and weapons that they just want to use. You know, and they're collecting dust. They're like,
I know.
We got to start a fight with somebody.
Yeah.
I
know.
They're going to get us all killed.
I know. Have you watched any of the like, Rex Tillerson's or the Session stuff?
A little bit.
It's pretty bad, too.
Former CEO of an oil company is going to be our Secretary of State.
Scrap loves Tillerson.
It's so stupid that it's not even funny, but, like, Ben Carson's going to be housing and urban development. That guy?
I know. Did you see someone put together all the times he laughed during his deposition thing? He's just laughing up a storm. But the Sessions thing, he's going for attorney general, and it's such a backward slide. It's the biggest backward slide I've ever seen. But specifically, like, he was asked about what he thinks about pot, and he literally said, no good person smokes marijuana. He believes that anyone who smokes marijuana is a bad person.
Yeah. Well, he's also, you know, and I think a Southern accent is sexy on a woman, but on a guy, it's just like
stupid,
terrible, you know, and especially like, no offense to any man with a Southern accent, but I just don't want someone with a Southern accent running the country or any part of it. I just don't. It's especially the Sessions dude, because he's talking and I'm like, you sound like that racist a-hole from the 50s. Know. You know, like,
his middle name is Beauregard. His middle name is Beauregard.
Beauregard?
I mean, yeah. How do you get away with that? But as far as I'll one up you, as far as accents that don't work on men, French. French accents on women, super hot. French accents on men do not work at all.
For you, they don't get you.
Yeah, they don't get me going. They don't get me going.
God, we got to talk about something fun or something. Like, this is terrible. We're going down
pretty
a hole.
Bad. Well, I'll say this. So New York finally did it. As of this past Monday, every subway station now has cell service.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty big.
Well, that's great. So people are going to get hit by trains because they're paying attention to their phones.
That's true. I mean, you still don't have it like in between stations. So, like, when you roll up to a station, you'll get it for like 20 seconds and then you're rolling on to the next one. So, you're going to get that intermittent thing. The worst I find is like people on their goddamn phones, like talking up a storm and being like, yeah, I'm on my way home. What do you want? You want some KFC? I'll pick some up. I hate that. That's just the worst. Jeez, here we are with dead air. So Jimmy Fly Snuka.
It's all right, let it breathe.
Fly Snuka just died.
Who's that?
Jimmy Fly Snuka. Remember the old wrestler? You were in Florida in the '80s and '90s. That was wrestling prime time. Jimmy Fly Snuka. Yeah.
Doing a ton of
well,
coke.
Well, last year you were or they were?
Yeah, when I was a kid. Tons of coke.
Jeez. Well, he was a wrestler in the '80s. And last year, he was convicted of murder. Yep. And 2 weeks ago, he got exonerated for it. And then today, he died. Huh. It's pretty rough. I guess he got cleared before he died. So something.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
And this could be detrimental in the future. But, like, what is justification for killing somebody? You know, like, what could bring you to kill somebody if you had to?
Well, what do they call it? Crime of passion?
Yeah.
Where, like, you have, you know, something. I mean, a crime of passion can be, like, you come home and your wife's in bed with another dude and you kill both of them. That's a crime of passion. Is that justified? Probably not. Probably not.
You can't kill somebody.
I think the only time you really can say a death is murder. I don't even know if you can call it a murder. But is self-defense, right?
Yeah.
Like, someone's coming at you and... You know, you trip them and they fall and they break their nose and they die. You essentially killed them, but it's not necessarily your fault. Right? I don't know.
I guess, yeah. I always like the one, I always like a good, like, revenge sort of story. This is old school. This happened in the 80s or 90s, but some guy killed this one dude's son and he, like, showed up in court and basically, like, shot him or just, like, killed him, you know? And I think it was like Georgia or Texas or somewhere. Yeah, or Texas might have been another place where, like,
you're talking about that Matthew McConaughey
kid
movie.
And the guy caught him and killed him.
Yeah.
And the judge in Texas was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, that's like, done.
I mean, that's like, for me, if somebody messed with my kids or tried to, like, hurt my kids, I could probably kill somebody. You know?
You think you could do it?
But I don't want to do it. But I think deep down inside, we have this sort of human rage, like animal rage. You know, where it's you mess with the wrong person. Jeez, now we're talking about killing people. God, what is wrong with this?
That's
Dave?
Where we've gone.
Lighten it up here.
I know it's this whole
bridal shows to killing people.
Bridal shows to killing people from Trump. Really, I mean, it's the 2017 way. I feel like a lot of people are trying to be like, all right, 2017, we're going to try to be positive. I've heard it from a lot of people. Last week, we had someone in was it last week when the girl came on to sing? Jenna Nichols?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. She was saying that. Pete was saying that when he was here. So what can we do to be better, but also be able to fight this horrible system that has been set in place?
I'm trying to be nice to people. I'm trying to create some good art and really just sort of be passionate about what I'm doing, making my stuff better. Did you see my new promo video? Did you watch it?
You didn't send me the new one. You sent me the old one.
It's on Facebook. What are you talking about?
Oh, I didn't see that one. I try not to go on Facebook. Try not to go on Facebook so much because I've been in Facebook fights over the week.
A lot
of Facebook fights. Yeah. Apparently, Donald Trump just tweeted about SNL last night. I wanted to see if this is true. Let's see if he did, because he can't lay off it. No. NBC News is bad, but Saturday Night Live is the worst of NBC. Not funny. Cast is terrible. Always a complete hit job. Really bad television.
You know what I think is funny is, like, he's probably watching it, you know, surrounded by a few people. And there's probably like one person in his staff that's got like the church giggles. Just really wants to laugh because it's spot on.
It is spot on. And he's just sitting there going, trying to not laugh.
Oh, God. You know what? God bless Alec Baldwin, man. He's got it perfect.
He does.
He's nailing it. It's so good. It's so good.
But he didn't want this. You know, he wanted to do a couple of shows. And then.
But he didn't think he was going to get elected. Nobody thought this guy was going to get elected.
Exactly. So he now he's stuck doing this for the next probably 4 years, you know?
Yeah.
Unless they find somebody else, but he's just doing it so well.
Perfect.
I know.
He's perfect. And what else is he doing?
That's a perfect
gig. This
could
be his greatest role. This could be his greatest performance.
It kind of is.
Like, you know, I don't love making fun of people, but God, like, you got to make fun of Trump. He's just good material. Like, and, God, we got chapped lips.
Yeah, I got a little chapped lips. I got dry mouth and chapped lips. I haven't drinking that much water today, and I'm just realizing that.
You should be.
I know, I should be. What am I going to do, though? So I'm just hanging out, listening to you.
Got some soundproofing behind you.
Got some soundproofing.
Moving rags.
Moving rags.
Towels,
they did put some moving rags up there. Yeah. Yeah, usually you kind of see a different angle for me. But, this is it. So it's just me and you. Maybe someone will call in. I was trying to get Sarah to call in, but I think she's drunk. She's drunk down south somewhere.
Somewhere in South America.
South America. Kidnapped. You did good last week. I was very proud of
what,
you.
Producing?
Of your producing.
Why didn't you produce something this week?
I tried.
I was doing bridal shows and doing stuff.
I tried to get some people to come in, and it just didn't work out. I tried to even get like Dylan to come in. Like, Dylan hasn't been here in like 2 months. And every Sunday,
it's so far,
I know,
he's got to cross Manhattan to get
I know.
Here from Jersey.
Every time I text him on Sunday, he's like, "I'm like, you didn't come?" He's like, "Oh man, I got drunk, or I'm way out in Jersey right now. I can't make it in."
Yeah,
I even made up a sounder for him. I played it for him this week. Let's see if I can play. I'll play you the sounder that I made for him. See if I can find it somewhere around here. Here it is. Ready?
It's a Dylan corner.
You gave him Anya?
Yeah, I gave him Anya.
You gave him Sail Away or Orinoco Flow?
Just so perfect. I felt it so fitting. I was scrolling through songs and I was like, what would be the best thing for Dylan? The most opposite, like, because he's into punk. He's into hardcore stuff. What would be the most opposite thing for him? Enya.
Give him some Anya. Give him some Anya.
It's the best stuff.
Oh my gosh. So this is funny. I was watching I'm part of this drone operators group on Facebook, and this guy posted this really great video, but the same song that he used was a song I used in college to dance around. You know, like sometimes they would just give you these projects and be like, you know, pick a song and just express yourself for a few minutes.
Well, let's go back a little bit and tell everybody that you majored in what?
Theater.
Theater.
Music theater.
Music theater.
Exact.
All right, so here you are. You're gearing up a some kind of dance for your class.
Yeah, just like expressive, like tell a story.
Okay.
You know, in a few minutes.
All right.
And this song, it was very like epic. It was very Anya-esque, and it just had a lot of like drums and, you know, vocals and. It's pretty ridiculous what I was doing, but I wish somebody had, like, I mean, maybe not, because in the age of cell phones now, like, you know, nobody's safe. But if somebody had some footage of me, like, jumping around like an idiot, you know, expressing myself.
Well, we do have video of you jumping around like an idiot, acting like James Brown.
You watching that?
Yeah.
That was good.
I think that's up on our Vimeo page, the Dave and Giggles Vimeo page. That is pretty good.
Oh, we didn't really even talk about Mariah Carey, but we talked about how she did it much better than I did it.
Did what?
When
much
I tried to sing Unchained Melody, and I bombed.
You did bomb.
Did not finish. Well, the other thing, I was on a cruise years ago, and I really wanted to sing Unchained Melody. You know, like just really wanted to pump it out.
Sure.
I think we talked about this, but I was walking around the cruise ship trying to, you know, get the guts to sing it, and I was just singing to myself, you know, in the elevator or whatever, and I was like, I really don't think I have it. And I made the smart move to not sing on that cruise ship.
Oof.
But it could have been so epic. It could have been so bad, too.
Well, that it couldn't have been anywhere as bad as Unchained Melody when you sang.
Yeah.
When you got up there. But it wasn't even a traditional karaoke. It was your wife's brother was in town, and we were, like, out showing him a good time. And he was like, I'll play the piano part for it.
It's such a bad idea.
And you'll sing
it. He's a pianist. So I was like, you play the piano and I'll sing.
And he was
at a karaoke.
He was like, I also, because he's like, he's really good at music. He's like, I don't think you can sing the high parts. So I'm going to modulate it down to do it in a different key. And that totally threw you off. Even worse. And you get up there, you started singing. And within about 20 seconds, you stopped.
I quit.
But he kept going.
And the karaoke host sang for me and basically finished it off.
You came back in at some point. But the thing was is that you did a Sweet Caroline like maybe 20 minutes before that and killed it. Knocked it out of the park.
It was great. I should have like George Costanza. You leave on a high note. Should have left it at that.
Okay. Sarah says, give me a shout out. Mama's too drunk to come to the phone. So here's your shout out, Sarah. She's probably not even listening, so it doesn't even matter. So karaoke.
Karaoke. I don't even want to do karaoke now.
No. I don't want to go on cruises. What is the pro about cruises? Because I feel it's a big thing.
It's all inclusive.
Yeah.
But cruises make me nervous, bro. Like,
because you're getting thrown off?
The fact that, something, norovirus or whatever goes through the ship, or everybody's like shitting or whatever.
Oof.
Or like you're taking a walk on the promenade late at night and you slip and you could just fall off.
It'd
be done. You know, I'm like a worst possible case scenario kind of person. I'm like, I probably shouldn't fall off this because if I do, I'll be dead. And I think that's what keeps you alive. You know?
Yeah, it's true. So you think being extra safe keeps you alive?
Like, I'm not a big fan of heights. Like, I don't like looking over the deck on a cruise ship because I'm like, what if somebody comes behind me, grabs my legs, and throws me off the ship, and I'm screwed at night?
So you're the type that, like, if you're down in the subway, you're like, someone's going to come push me into the tracks.
It could happen.
As a train's coming, someone's going to push me into the tracks.
Well, I step back. I just try to be smart about what I'm doing.
Were you this nervous before you had kids? Have you always been this nervous?
I think having kids made me a lot more nervous.
Right. Because it's also, you've never been attracted to horror movies. We've talked about that before.
I started watching Stranger Things. I watched the intro.
And you were out.
And I was like, that's scary. That's scary. That's scary.
That's amazing.
It's good, though. It gets you in there,
It does. It gets you in there. But, like, I think there's something to be said to someone who doesn't like horror movies and someone who likes to be safe. And, like, always know that there's never going to be someone around who's going to push you all over a building, because that's not a normal thought. Like, no one's really going to push you off of a building.
As soon as you let your guard down, somebody's going to throw you off a building or a cruise ship railing.
When's the last time you let your guard down and something happened?
I'm trying to think.
You got married.
I don't know. Got married.
You got married. You let your guard down and you got married.
Don't let your guard down. You know, Jeez. Mrs. Giggles asked me all the time, is Dave going to get married? And I said, I don't know.
I don't know.
So I think he's afraid of commitment.
Commit phobe? Commitment phobe? I don't know. Maybe one day. Maybe, you know, it'll happen.
You should, man. You're going to get to a point in your life where you're going to be like 46, 47.
The question is, will I make it to 46 or 47?
Probably
not. But
probably
if I do.
Fall off a cruise ship.
Yeah, fall off a cruise ship. See, this is the thing. I live on the edge of a cruise ship deck while you sit safely back in the folding chair and watch me tumble over. Or push me over yourself because you know it's the right thing to do eventually.
Jeez.
Well, so.
You gotta find a nice girl, Dave. We need to find a nice girl for you.
All right, call in 718-928-9732. Easy as that.
Like, what do you do on a date? Like, what do you buy drinks? Do you actually do dinner? Do you do coffee? Like, what is a date? What does a date with Dave entail?
Date with Dave entails, it's usually like dinner. You know, like you go out to dinner, I'll pay for dinner, get some drinks. What are you drinking over there yourself? You got something for me? Send it over.
No,
this
I
way.
Got a, it's Proboscis
what
Simcoe,
is that?
American Pale Ale.
Show
it's
me
out
that.
Of Broomfield, Colorado. So
there you go. Yeah. Real quick into Colorado. So the Colorado.
Don't go, what about the date? What
I told you. I take him out to, I'll take a girl out to dinner. Take a guy out to dinner.
Like a nice dinner?
Medium
like
dinner.
Like tacos, like burritos.
Yeah, like tacos, burritos. Because like you could spend, I'd say anything under around
$80.
$80? $80.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. But it's not like $30. But it's not going to be over $100 because I can't go shelling that money out.
No, oh no.
You know, two-person thing. Unless they chip in, but I'm never going to ask, Dave to chip in. I'm going to pay.
What do you have some, like, taglines? Do you have some, like, moves that you're kind of like, all right, I'm gonna wait for this. I got this one. Because you're a pretty charming guy. You
charming
got a good
guy.
Smile.
Good smile.
You know, chicks dig the smile. Chicks dig the sort of the lovability of you.
I think you do.
Not all tricks,
but yes, you do.
Do you tell them you work on feature films and stuff like that? You're a colorist,
of course.
So you're like real, like an artist.
I'm a natural storyteller, so I like to refine stories. So like if I'm gonna go out on a whole bunch of dates, which I don't really do
which,
that.
You don't do
that. I don't do that.
No,
but,
you're very selective.
Yeah, but
very very particular.
I like to like pick a story and then tell that story a bunch of times, right? And then refine it as I tell it each time, and then see what works. It's kind of like doing stand up, right? So you're gonna go and you're gonna tell this story, and you're gonna find out where the jokes are. You're gonna find out where the laugh is. You're gonna find out where the gasps are, and then you're gonna emphasize those as you move and tell it again and again and again.
Nice.
Not that I do that.
Not with the same girl. You can't tell the same story.
Right. Well, sometimes I do. And luckily.
Do you ever get it mixed up a little bit? Do you ever be like, oh, shit. No, I've told you this.
I've told
you
this.
Like,
I think like 2 years ago or a year ago or whenever it was, a while ago. This was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think there was one time where I said to a girl, oh, let's go down to that place that I took you once before. And she's like, you never brought me there.
They never forget. They never forget. My wife will bring up stuff that I was like, "What? I said that years ago. Or I wasn't even like, it's, I like now with my wife, like if I make her laugh, I'm like, man, that was funny. Because she doesn't laugh at everything. She's not one of those people that's like, ah, oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's great. No, you really gotta. It's quality over quantity here, with the jokes. So if I make her laugh, she's either in a really good mood or, you know, it was really funny. So
she's got to be in a good mood, or you have to be really funny. So
but
I'd imagine
I think it's gonna be funny. You know, like with her, it's kind of like I'll say something and I'll get a laugh. I was like, I really wasn't expecting that to be funny.
All right,
but she's a tough critic.
I would say, like, I'm not gonna say. Anything about Mrs. Giggles because I don't really want to go down that road. It's not really, it doesn't matter. But how often do you find yourself in a good mood? There's that damn cat behind you
once
again.
Once or twice a day.
Once or twice like a day. So those are fleeting moments of probably like 20 minutes to a half an hour. So only twice a day, you're in a good mood.
Well, I'm usually in a pretty good mood. Like driving kind of angers me because I'm always like
taking the wrong
way. Imagining somebody doing something stupid and then what I'm going to say to them. And I'm like, why am I like pretending to get out of the car and yell at this person when I'm not going to do this? And, you know, you kind of, if this person does this, then, you know, like, what am I doing? You know, you kind of get mad at people for no reason.
Right.
Because you're expecting them to do something stupid.
Yeah.
You know,
I find most of my anger I never really get angry at people unless they really go out of their way to make me angry. But people aren't something that I get angry with. It's like things. It's like my phone just crashing randomly or dying or like being at work and the computer just crashing. Like it's things that are happening that are out of my control are just like, there's nothing I can do about this.
Dude, I got stuck in traffic the other night. I went down to this bridal show down in Colorado Springs, the Broadmoor, which is a really fancy location.
The Broadmoor.
And I checked the traffic before I left, and I was like, cool. Or like, you know, when I was before I got ready, I was like, all right, looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I didn't check it before I left the house. I should have checked it before I left the house because I was like, you know, there's always one person that can ruin it for everybody. And I got stuck in a traffic jam that was not moving. And, you know, I caught the last hour of the show, which was nice, but I was stuck and I was like, damn it. I was like, I could have avoided this. I could have taken another road, you know, but then I thought to myself, I was like, somebody's probably dead. And they were, somebody died, you know, and you know,
you talked to me that day.
I got off the phone with you because I called you. I was a little angry.
You were.
Thanks for answering because I needed to talk to somebody.
Right.
And as soon as I got off the phone with you, it just cleared up and it was moving.
There you go.
And I was like, all right, cool. But somebody died.
Somebody died.
So like, they kind of put it all into perspective.
Did you see it? Did you see the sheet over the body or anything?
And that's the horrible thing. I was like, well, if I'm caught in a traffic jam, at least I could see a gnarly wreck. But I didn't even get to see the wreck.
It's pretty morbid. It's pretty morbid.
Rubberneckers, you always want to see.
You do.
How many times have you driven by a wreck and not looked?
I'm not calling you morbid. I'm calling human race morbid. And that's why I think Donald Trump is elected. There's so many people that just want to see America get burned down. And that's why they put them in there. They're just like done with it. They're like, fuck this whole thing. Everything's fucked. Let's put in the worst possible person. Boom. In.
Oh, God. Did you see that anti-nepotism law they're trying to bring up or something? Because he basically made his son-in-law like a White House position.
It's high on the White House position.
Yeah.
Very high. Like the second in command underneath, the second in his ear, pretty much.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Geez. So bad. There's so many things to go off on about him. It's really just unnerving and amazing and awful.
Well, it's like, you know, I don't think they want to put somebody smart in the office. You know, they want somebody that they can control. And the difference, it's funny, like Obama gave a farewell address.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, Trump has this, you know,
stack of papers, all these Goombas, just empty. They said that those papers were just empty and blank. Why bring those papers out?
When I first turned it on and I was like, oh, what is this? I thought it was the allegations of hacking and it was the proof. And he was there with this pile of evidence.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been awesome.
I mean, it would be so amazing out of his character if he just came out and was like, you know, Putin's a dick. And here's all the fucking hacking shit that he did. And maybe he got me elected, but I'm going to turn this around. I'm going to like start fresh, like all that shit. Yeah. Let's put it behind us and let's just go ahead. Like all this crap, let's get it out in the open. He's never going to do that.
No, he's not an honest human being.
No.
He's not a, like, I can't listen to him talk anymore. I just can't.
Me neither. Which is next week.
You're not even a good liar. You know, I'm a bad liar.
You are a bad liar.
You know, like, but I'm not a good liar.
Next week is the inauguration. It's on Saturday, I believe. And
is it R. Kelly?
No, R. Kelly's not. No, that's just the pee problem. So there was one girl, I don't even remember her name. She was originally going to do it, and then yesterday she pulled out because everyone just bombarded her Instagram.
Jennifer Holiday. Holiday, okay.
Which I've never heard of. I don't know who that person is.
Any relation to Billie Holiday?
Maybe. Who knows?
Who cares?
Apparently she got like the LGBT community just bombarded her Facebook and Twitter and everything. And then she put out a statement that says, after looking into the information about what he's basically saying, I've decided not to do it, but, you know, because of the outcry of the LGBT. And I don't know. Oh, Three Doors Down is doing it.
Oh, God, they're terrible.
Three Doors Down. I don't even know. Like, what is a Three Doors Down song?
Kryptonite.
Oh,
if
God.
I go crazy now, will you still call me Superman?
Oh, man.
If I'm alive and where will you be there holding my hand?
Wow. I'll
take you by my side. It's like 90, you know.
That's like the late 90s.
Like, they're probably like looking at their morals and be like, oh, can
we do this?
And then they looked at their bank account and they're like,
yeah, we can do
we
this.
We got to do it.
We got to do it.
We got to do it. I don't want to watch as an American, but I want to watch to just see the train wreck of human history that it's causing, you know? Like,
I know. That's a thing. That's the morbid curiosity that is going to make this a highly viewed event. The morbid curiosity.
If I was single, I would go to the Women's March.
Go down there?
That'd be a place to pick up.
I know.
Really
I've been telling my roommate to do that. Because he wants to go down there. I was like, go, pick up some chicks. You'll do really well.
You should do it. Go down there. Be well, like,
yeah.
That could be the place where you...
The place. But I mean, there's going to be one there. There's also one in New York. And I'm sure there's
Denver. I might go to the one in Denver.
You should. We should get interviews and come back on the Sunday and then play out what we've learned.
What we've learned about women.
What we've learned about women. I mean, there's going to be more than just women,
you know what?
At this thing.
Here's my little feminist rant. I think they're a lot stronger than men. I think men are like, but women have such a higher tolerance for pain and BS. And we really wouldn't be here without women. So. There you go. Cheers. Cheers to women.
Cheers to women. I saw a good quote about women the other day. I can't remember who said it, but it was pretty good. It was, women take things that we give them and make it better. And you could see it by, like, you give a woman a house, she makes it a home. You give a woman food, she makes you dinner. You give a woman sperm, she makes a baby. And it kind of makes sense. You know? It just make things better.
You need to have a baby. Ugh. You need to have a kid.
Do I?
That'll settle you down.
Do I? Just knock some girl up? Is that what you want me to do?
You'd give up. You'd be like, this is too much.
Ugh.
I need my sleep. I like my sleep.
No, yeah, that would be really, really tough. God. Well, I go like, all right, so how many hours of sleep were you getting when the second one was born? Like, right born.
The second one slept pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, he actually was he's a pretty good sleeper.
Yeah.
So we actually got sleep. Leo, the first one was terrible.
No,
they were just like nights where I'd just be up at 3 and you're just so tired. And you're like, why? Just stop.
Just stop. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. You
know? That sounds terrible.
We didn't know what we were doing too. You know, the other thing is like, you know.
Do you ever really know what you're doing though? Do you really ever know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but
no.
I know, you know.
Yeah. What are some things you do as a dad that you're proud of? Look at us bonding.
Oh, we're so bonding.
So bonding. You're exhausted. You're.
I'm so tired. And then I got a neighbor dinner after this. So I got to go over and hang out with some, which is fine because it's free dinner.
Free dinner. Is it the.
I'll be on a high from talking about the show.
I know. You will be like, whoa, me and Dave bonded. It was really crazy. It was great. Oh, no. Man. Is it the same ER surgeon?
Yeah, their house.
There it is. There it is.
So,
all right, you're listening to Dave and Giggles. We're here with you for another 10 minutes. And Giggles is about to tell us what makes him a good dad.
So I will say this. This is I'm pretty proud of this. I got my kid in a bilingual school. So it's a really great school. The teachers are awesome. It's a real cool family environment. And he's learning Spanish. So I think that's super important because you know, I want him to be friends with the rapists and the murderers, you know? I think
So you want these kids to be able to speak a bunch of different languages.
The times are changing. I'm not afraid of Latino people, you know, what do you call it? Being more of a population than white or black, you know?
Can't.
Like it's life. It's what happens. Like I can see the future and I think like my kids growing up learning Spanish and being bilingual is going to be such a valuable asset to them that hopefully one day they'll thank me and be like, hey, Dad, I appreciate this is really cool that, you know, I've got to jump ahead. You know, because, you know, I think
it's true.
Why not see how smart your kids can be? Why not see
don't
how
hold them back.
Kind they can be and how
listen to you.
Imagine how their imaginations can flourish, man.
Sure.
Like, I'm not going to just give my kid the sort of lowest common denominator of an education. I want to give them the best, you know?
Give them the best. You don't want them to just get by. You want them to flourish.
No. So it's interesting because, you know, the school is a lot. There's a lot of, you know, Mexicans and what do you call it? Central
the bilingual
Americans.
School?
Yeah. I mean, there's basically it's, you know, I want to say 80% Latino. I'm terrible when I throw out numbers, but like 5% white, 5% black. And then who knows? But like it's a pretty Latino heavy population.
Sure.
And one of the teachers got up. We had a little parent coffee on a Friday and basically was like, I know a lot of you guys are scared. I know a lot of you guys don't know what's going to happen, you know, and this is like a few weeks ago. And basically, you know, told us that she was scared because the things that have been said, you know, the things that this monster has said about Mexicans, you know, like
he loves them. They all love him.
You can't say that. You know, like Trump was the first guy to basically say what he was thinking. All these other douchebags would kind of keep it on the down low, or if it got leaked or whatever.
Right.
But he was like, "Nah, I'm gonna come out and say what I feel," you know. And,
right. God, I was watching. I think Obama did a interview with Fox the other day, and they were asking him like, "What do you think worked about his campaign, and what do you think won't translate with that campaign?" And Obama said, "Well, what worked for his campaign was this off the cuff kind of." Just spewing
no
whatever
filter.
He wants, no filter, off the cuff. And they said, well, do you think that'll work for his, you know, him as president? And he was like, definitely not. That just doesn't fly there. You need to know stuff. You need to make decisions. They have to be thoughtful, thoroughly thought out decisions. They can't be off the cuff. And he's not going to change. He's not going to change.
Who do you think he's going to get us into war with first? Like, is it going to be Russia? Is it going to be China?
Well, here's the thing.
North Korea.
I think North Korea is going to be pissed.
Because he's going to get us into war with somebody.
I think he'll probably just...
wars, but he's going to find like a new war.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to...
Yeah.
You know, if he's at war with SNL, good God. Like, he's got to... Like,
all of these people. I was watching... there's a new Netflix series, and it's about the 80s. And the third episode is all about Reagan, and the similarities of Reagan and Trump are like so dead on, because he basically copied everything he's doing from Reagan. Like Reagan had Make America Great Again, and like he did all this stuff. But one thing that was the craziness about Reagan was, so he had this war that escalated in somewhere in the Middle East, I can't remember where it was, and there's this huge bomb that went off that killed tons and tons of Americans.
Lebanon or something?
It was something like that.
Beirut.
And like to kind of distract that, he sent in the military to Grenada, which has 110,000 people. That's it. And like totally like won this war down there. And like everyone, and tried to like play it off like, well, we got this going on over here. Look how good I did over here. And I think that's what Trump is going to do. Like, he's going to get us in the hot water. I'm going to say with Japan, because Japan is sick of his shit already. And he's going to get us in the hot water with them. And then he's going to go after a whole bunch of little places.
And like little countries.
Little countries that'll make them look good. Right. But the only way he's going to get us into trouble with Russia, I think, is if he actually says something bad about Putin. And he never will. He's never said... He said bad things about everybody except for Putin, which is the scariest thing of all. Like, he will not waver that idea.
What's this... Didn't a bunch of tanks and a bunch of shit move into Germany and Poland? Like, we're kind of, like, putting our chess pieces up against the border for NATO to show an alliance.
I saw
them.
Something
like
about
moved
that.
A ton of material over there.
Yeah, I did see something.
Which is just
about
basically
that.
Like a show of force, and you know.
Yeah.
I saw it's crazy when I was in Florida. I think in November or something. I was it was like 2 weeks after the election. We were getting coffee, and across from the coffee place was an armed forces recruiting center, and they were having sort of a training. Like there was a bunch of young recruits out there doing jumping jacks and running drills. And I thought to myself, I was like, these guys, like, Trump is their commander in chief.
That's scary, you know? Right?
Like, I've always wanted, like, I don't know, like, always wanted, but like, there was a time in my life that I wanted to join the military and serve my country.
You wanted to go from performing theater to getting shipped off with a gun.
I realized I'm not a really good person under authority, and I'd probably get killed.
Sure.
I'd probably, like, have the church giggles during an inspection.
You totally would. Yeah, you
I'd
would.
Probably get hazed.
Yeah, you would have some donuts in your footlocker.
Oh, God. I'd probably cry.
Oh, you would totally
cry. They'd probably
see
how weak of a human being I am.
We should
break down crying.
This is something we should do. We should do a guy's weekend where we go to, like, see if we can do, like, a weekend of military training. Like, me, you will get scrapped. No, it wouldn't
be. They don't just let you come in for a weekend saying,
no.
Hey, guys,
but
I want to do a weekend
training. But I bet you somebody has set something like that up where, like, a bunch of bros can go in and do, like, a military thing.
We should do something. You, me, Joe, and, like, Andy.
Scrap, Ryan.
And see, like, see who lasts the longest.
I know. That's really what it
would come down to. That'd be a good show.
You know, that is good TV. That is really good TV. It's kind of similar to what we had on.
Physical challenges.
Yeah. What we had on the guys who
you're a slob.
Sure. It'd be terrible. We'd all be so horrible. And we're old now, so it would be even harder. Like, you know, Scrap would just, like, I'm winning this. I don't care what it takes. I'm winning this. But all of us would be in bad shape. It would be really good. Do you see they came out with, you know how they have paintball?
Oh, yeah.
They have the same thing for bow and arrows now. You can go
this.
And shoot bow and arrows, and it's pretty much paintball with bow and arrows, which sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
I'd be into that.
I feel like if Rath was in the military, he'd be like a chef or like a kitchen helper. Like, maybe. I could see him dressed in all white with like a chef's hat. You know, like, he thinks he's going to be the best at, like, you know, the guns and the physical challenges,
but he'd be
terrible.
He's
going to get stuck in the kitchen, you know?
Stuck in
Naked
the kitchen.
Tagine.
Oh man, you saw that, right? A little wink and a nod to that.
Wink and nod.
Wink and a nod. All right, that's it for us.
It feels good. That was good.
That was good. Yeah. We really connected there.
Really connected.
We really did.
Hey, let's have a little message to our listeners.
All right.
Be nice to people.
Be nice.
I want you to go out and do something nice for somebody. You can brag about it on Facebook, but you know, do something nice for somebody.
I like it. I want you to go get interviews in Denver with the march and the protest.
The Women's March.
And then we'll go and talk about it next week.
I'll get interviews if you get interviews.
I'll get interviews.
So go to the one in New York.
I'll probably go to the one in New York. Maybe go to the one in D.C.
Stay
Maybe.
Off Tinder when you're there.
Oh, jeez.
Tinder would be blowing up.
I know, right? Can you imagine?
You should change your profile to be like something like Dave.
Feminist.
38. Feminist.
Terrible.
Feminist with masculine qualities.
You look good.
You look good.
Good show.
Good show.
All right. What's coming up next, guys? I can't hear anything. Mouthfield. Nice. Talk about the Antichrist. I haven't seen you guys in a while. Yeah, I know. I wish I could get you. We only have like a minute left, but we should get you on mic next. Come in earlier next time. You always come in like drop of a dime. But all right. Mouthfield's coming up next. And we're gone. That's it. Later.